Track 2. Skönbergagatan. Take a right turn and walking along the right side of the square, you come to Skönbergagatan with its array of little shops.
At the left, on the other side of the square, a unique object, the Söderköping curdle, has been found. Being from the early 13th century, it is the oldest existing piece of clothing in Scandinavia. The curdle is made of wool and is only missing one of the arms and the neckline. It is sewn in 10 widths, and it has also been possible to determine the colors. It was half red and half blue. During this period, men and women wore the same type of clothing, but the men often wore them shorter. We don't know who wore the Söderköping curdle, but the exclusive color suggests that it wasn't one of the poorer inhabitants of the town. If you want to see the curdle, it is displayed at Östergötlands Museum.
Follow Skönbergagatan along the left side of the street and then turn left into Färjaregränd. When you reach the river at the far end of Färjaregränd, turn left again on Åpromenaden, which runs along the river. Medieval Söderköping had some wide streets, but more common were narrow alleys like this one. To move about in the constricted space among people and animals must have required a certain finesse. Much of the waste from households and workshops was dumped right out in the alley. To keep your feet dry, you could use so-called patinas, a sort of wooden soles to wear under the shoes, and a precursor to the popular wooden shoe fashion of today. In the alley, archaeologists have made an interesting and unusual find. A knife sheath with the text Olof Smith engraved in runes. What can be hidden behind that inscription? Who was this craftsman Olof, and why is it engraved with runes? He was probably an important person. The word rune also means, among other things, secret in Swedish. Other unusual finds in the alley are bark boats, toy swords, rosary beads, and a skewer turner in terracotta.